This is another New York City poem. It's sort of an autobiographical kind of thing. The poem's called Shelley. It's the poet Shelley. I read Shelley one day, you know. So it's about poor Shelley, who probably turned over in his grave, you know, is still turning over in his grave. Shelley. Poet of the dead leaves, driven like ghosts, driven like pestilence-stricken multitudes. I read you first one rainy evening in New York City, in my atrocious Slavic accent, saying the mellifluous verses from a battered, much-stained volume I bought earlier that day in a used bookstore on Fourth Avenue, ran by an initiate of the occult masters. The little money I had already spent, I walked the streets, my nose in the book. I sat in a dingy coffee shop with last summer's dead flies on the table. The owner was an ex-sailor who had grown a huge hump on his back watching the empty street, the rain. He was glad to have me sit and read. He'd refill my cup with a liquid as dark as Styx. Shelley spoke of a mad, blind, dying king, rulers who neither see nor feel nor know, of graves from which a glorious phantom may burst to illumine our tempestuous day. I too felt like a glorious phantom going to have my dinner in a Chinese restaurant I knew so well. It had a three-fingered waiter who would bring my soup and rice each night without uttering a word. I never saw anyone else. The kitchen was separated by a curtain of glass beads which clicked faintly. The kitchen was separated by a curtain of glass beads which clicked faintly if the front door opened. The front door opened that evening to admit a pale little girl with glasses. The poet spoke of the everlasting universe of things, of gleams of an immortal world which visit the soul in sleep, of a desert peopled by storms alone. The streets were full of broken umbrellas, which looked like funereal kites that little Chinese girl might have made. The bars on McDougal Street were emptying. There had been a fistfight. A man leaned against a lamppost as if crucified, the rain washing the blood off his face. In the dimly lit side street where the sidewalk was like a ballroom mirror at closing time, a well-dressed man without shoes asked me for money. His eyes shone, he looked triumphant, like a fencing master who had just struck a mortal blow. How strange it all was, the world's raffle, one dark October night. The yellowed volume of poetry with its splendors and glooms, which I examined by the light of storefronts, drugstores, and barbershops, afraid of my small windowless room, cold as a tomb of an infant emperor. You can only write about Shelley and get away with that last line, you know. That's, you know, it's just the kind of thing that... thank you. Where am I now? And what time is it? Mm-hmm.